Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast.
It's all fucking bleak.
Pulling back, but it's not bleak, it's Friday.
No, the world's bleak.
No, it's not.
Two things. Oh, no, I can't say that. He'll say all sorts. Welcome to Friday's episode of the Sloppy Joes. You've got Joe Smith.
Bringing you into the weekend like a smooth drive through.
Ethan James.
Yeah.
There he is.
Nice.
Scatman
top
Ethan.
Off.
That actually did something really horrible in my insides, that.
Yeah, do it again?
Doing that.
Yeah.
Can you lift up a bit? You're quite low in your camera there.
Yeah, why are you so slowed down? Because he's got no energy.
I know.
Because he didn't eat for 24 hours. Dom's here as well. We've missed you, Dom. You've not been here for a week.
Yes.
Where were you?
Been. I've been hibernating mostly.
No travels or adventures?
I've been on a few dates. Again, with the woman from Sheffield. It has come to an end. Fortunately or unfortunately, as it was. Now that she has dumped me, I can reveal part of the reason was she had syphilis.
But that can't be true because no one has had that since medieval times.
Well, she doesn't have it anymore.
She got rid of it 600 years ago.
I do one of these thick moments. I've no idea what really syphilis is.
It's, no, neither do I, but I know it makes you go mad.
What?
If you don't treat it. I don't know if you can treat it these days. Well, you can treat it.
It's an infection.
But she kept saying...
You can't treat it, you just go mad.
No, you can treat it.
But that's why she kept going to the dermatologist when I was asking her, what's she doing? She's like, oh, I'm at the dermatologist today. Because apparently it's scarred over a lot of her areas in her groin. And when I eventually saw the area, I was expecting like a freak, some kind of freak show swampland.
Yeah, like Shrek.
Yeah, but it was pretty as a picture.
Really?
Yeah, like,
really?
Like a little butterfly pouch.
Oh, that's nice.
And is it? I'm sad that it's over.
Yeah.
You said that it's over. I'm sad that it's over.
Not particularly. She was very stupid. Okay. But Jill not stupid as in like vibes. Can't do 2 times 2. Just very like closed off to the world.
Okay.
You know, she didn't. We went to a restaurant again, and I ordered scallops, and she said, "Oh, what are scallops?" And I said, I ordered them last week with you and gave you some of it to eat.
Really? She didn't remember that. But surely
it must be the syphilis.
She's going mad.
Maybe it's the syphilis.
I forget scallops if I had syphilis.
Yeah, I forget a lot of things if I had syphilis.
You couldn't deal with syphilis.
So how did you...
Maybe I have syphilis now.
Yeah, probably.
How did you conclude it? Like text, call,
well, FaceTime? I met them in Manchester because I make them come to Manchester because I don't want to go to Sheffield that much.
Sheffield's not bad.
There's not really much there.
There is.
We went to the Fountain House on Albert Square, and then we went to Molly House on Canal
Molly
Street.
House, Canal Street with the mural.
It's nice, isn't it? It's very comfy.
We've been there a few times.
It's very comfy in there.
It's nice.
And I spilt her drink, white wine, on this woman who was sat down. This woman was very angry with me.
I would be.
And I said, I'm so sorry, I can buy you another drink. And she said, what type was it? What type of wine was it? I said, Chardonnay. And she went, no, white or red. And I said, well, white. And she looked more annoyed. But I thought if it was red wine, she'd be more annoyed.
Yeah. Unless she was wearing a...
Dumb fuck.
Oh.
And we're in there for a bit. And then we were going to go to Korean food. But it was closed at about 9:30. And then I said, oh, I've booked a hotel. Because you said that you couldn't come stay over the night because you had work the next day. So I said, oh, I'll book a Premier Inn anyway for myself because I like Premier Inn.
I don't know anyone who likes just
I really love a
Premier Inn. Like the Premier Inn.
I love a Premier Inn.
Have you ever done a solo Premier Inn trip just because you like it?
Never.
I tell you, if you did a solo Premier Inn trip, you would love it.
Really?
Yeah.
Everything is Premier but the price.
It's 50 quid.
Which one did you go to?
The one next to the casino I used to go to on... what street is it called? Near Genting, near the Oxford McDonald's on the corner on Oxford Road.
Yeah. What kind of clientele are in there when you go in?
Me and the syphilitic girl.
Brilliant.
Woman.
So, how... Yeah, Good. Well, good clarification there. So, did you break up with them or did they break up with you?
Well, they broke up with me because in the hotel room, I was not expecting them to come back with me. I was like, oh, I kind of want to, I've got in my mind now that I'll stay in there on my own. But they came back.
There's not many people in life that could go on a date and be upset that the date followed them back to a hotel they've booked out.
Yeah, but I had in my mind what I wanted to do in the hotel.
And what did you want to do?
Get on Man vs. Food, get an American Dad, get some cookies from, you know, M&S, sit in the bed, get some tacos from the bar in the Premier Inn. Just maybe have a go on myself on some disgusting porn. You know, I've got a ritual. I've got a ritual there. And I had a bath in the room. So I was like, brilliant. I'll have a bath.
Yeah. Fill that bath up with nacho cheese.
Yeah. So I was in the room and I got my clothes and my shoes off. And then she got naked and she said, are you going to get naked? I was like, no, I'm not in the mood. I'm going to get in bed. And then I got on Man versus Food and she was naked. And she did that thing that the other person I dated last year did and just vigorously sniffed my armpits.
Cool.
What are you
talking about? I don't understand why people do that. And that's two in a row.
Sniffing your armpits.
Why do people do that?
Well, I don't
know. Do people do that to you?
No.
Do people do that to you? Ethan, do people do that to you?
I've never been sniffed.
Like this, though. Not. How do you think I'm how do you think they're sniffing my armpit?
They're sniffing like a sort of Jack Russell that's just meeting you for the first time.
Very good. How do you think they're sniffing my armpit?
I think there's a little lick in there.
Yeah, there was. There was. There was much licking involved in that evening.
Licking and sniffing?
Yeah, but it was like this. Like, really, like...
Really? And you're covering... there trying to watch Man vs. Food?
Yeah, I'm going through the channels.
Well, put your remote down. You don't really, that's a prime example.
Well, Ethan, I got sucked off and,
Oh, no.
Congratulations.
Just beat that.
Stop being so vulgar.
Okay, well,
it
Ethan...
It was fellatio.
Ethan, someone performed fellatio on me.
Why just Ethan?
Because I'm talking to him because he knows how unsensitive it is and rubbish it is.
Yes.
So that was going on, but then Die Hard came on. So I was really invested in Die Hard then. And she said, oh, I've been waiting for this for such a long time. Well, I've only seen you for 3 weeks.
It was on last Wednesday.
Yeah.
No, being in bed with me. And I got naked. I said, well, I haven't trimmed anything on myself. So it's a bit like a wilderness down there.
God.
Like, the actual hair exceeds the length of the member.
Oh,
okay.
My.
So we're sort of having to kind of machete our way through the undergrowth.
Exactly. It's like finding the new world.
Yeah. Brilliant.
Brilliant. And the horrible surprise you have is not like gold and the Incas. It's my penis.
Yeah.
So that went on for a bit, and I was like, oh, okay. I actually really do want to just watch television. So I'll do something for you. So I'll let you come to the conclusion of yourself with cunnilingus. And I thought it was going to be a disaster down there, but lovely. And I got bored of that after a couple of minutes. And then
did you not complete the mission?
Well, no, because I got tired. And then Dyad was on. And then it got to a point where he's like, ho. No, and he's reading the t-shirt, and I laughed a bit, and while she was just getting herself off, and
Christ
then
alive. What a bleak picture this is.
Yeah, and then in the morning,
how were the nachos?
She stayed over.
I didn't get nachos. Yeah, and then in the morning, I said, I hope I didn't snore too loud. I did warn you about that. She said, oh no, I think you've got sleep apnea. You kept losing your breath for minutes at a time. And I thought, I do have that. And then we went for eggs. At a coffee shop. She didn't really speak to me that much in the morning, so I thought a little bit of something was off.
Tracing the last 12 hours, I can't imagine why.
And then I went home, then I slept, and then the day later she dumped me over text.
I do sometimes wonder where time goes in your stories. Like, when you just sort of say, oh, the next day, I'm thinking, well, how do you fall asleep? Like, do you say, right, good night, you're going to bed?
And I said, I'm going to sleep now. It was 4 a.m.
It's quite brisk.
It's 4 a.m.
Quite sharp. Not much kind of conversation.
Die Hard. I watched American Dad. Watched Man vs. Food. Watched Naked Attraction for a bit.
Anyone got syphilis on that?
No.
So how do you feel? Do you feel sad?
Not particularly. You're back on the market.
Well, I got in contact with the chest breast woman from last
year. Brilliant.
And she's finally given in. Finally her walls have come down.
Oh.
And she's meeting me on Friday.
Oh, great. Nice. That'd be good. So you kind of rekindle that old flame?
Yeah. Because I think the trick is now, and which I have learned, is that you can just lie to people to make them feel good. You don't have to tell them the truth. I never knew that. So when she's talking about astrology and stuff and bullshit like that, I can just go, that's really interesting. Rather than going, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
All the planets were out yesterday, weren't they?
In what sense?
You could see them all. You could see 7 planets yesterday.
Really?
And that's not going to happen again until 2040. Mars.
I'll put it in the diary.
Venus. Jupiter.
Yeah, keep going.
I don't know if Uranus was kicking about.
Okay, let's say it was. How many more can you name?
Oh, that's another thing. When I was being mouthed, I bent over to kiss her bum, and I got a whiff of something, and it was horrendous, and that really put me off. I think that was the clincher.
Is that what Uranus...
Is that what it was called?
Her anus.
You could smell her clincher. Uranus, what else can you
Uranus,
name?
Uranus, Jupiter, Mars, yeah. Venus,
yeah.
Pluto.
No.
I'm getting Pluto.
No, Pluto hasn't been a planet for about 15 years.
It's a satellite, isn't it?
Saturn, thank you.
Giving him free ones. Mm-hmm. What else?
Sun doesn't count, does it?
As a planet?
Doesn't tend to.
Well, no, you can always see it in the sky, though.
Yeah, that's true.
So what have we got so far?
You think I'm going to give you an extra one? Fuck off. There's an obvious one you're missing. A good one.
Mars.
No, said that one, obviously. If you're naming all the planets in the solar system.
This is bleak.
This is bleak.
What's this?
I'll give you a clue. You're on it.
Oh, fucking... I didn't know that was part of the deal.
You didn't know that was in part of the planets?
I didn't know how I could say that.
Oh, right, yeah.
Which one was I missing?
Neptune.
Well, forgive me.
Yeah, no? You're right. And Mercury as well, I think.
Well, that was brilliant. They were really educated.
It's good stuff.
Yeah.
You could see them all in the sky, you know.
Actually, speaking of...
No, you could see them all in the sky.
Who gives a fuck?
People like
people
to see
People love
stuff.
Planets.
Why?
Well, you like fucking man versus food on a date.
Yes,
you,
I do. What's wrong with that?
You collect nothing. Cards with little characters
Excuse
on.
Excuse me.
Mamouche.
He got me into that.
Yeah.
Don't blame me. He took advantage of my addictive personality. Like a little child. He wants to see my eyes light up with addiction. And he lives vicariously through me. When he goes to that shop, I'm always buying the packs for myself. And so he doesn't have to. He wants to buy them, but he doesn't because he's sensible.
That's not stupid, but looking at the sky is.
Well, you know what they are. You're never going to go there. It's a planet. It's a desolate planet.
We could go to one of them, Mars.
Lots of them are gas giants. Great.
Mars has got water.
No, it hasn't.
Yes, it has.
It will when Elon Musk puts a vending machine on it.
I'll be dead soon anyway. I'm not going to Mars.
Might go to Heart Attack Grill in Las Vegas featuring this week on Man vs. Food.
Is it featuring this week on Man vs. Food?
Right. Speaking of Joe McGrath not necessarily knowing some of the year
not
one.
Not being that bright.
We've had a little clip do quite... No, I don't think... It's not a question of you not being bright. Everyone has blind spots. We've had a little clip... We've had a little clip go... I wouldn't say viral, but it probably has gone viral a little bit. It's got like a million views on Instagram and TikTok. So that's...
It's not good.
It's on the way to viral. It's where we were talking about... A lot of people have seen this. Where we were talking about paper and wood and trees. And you thought, obviously, that wood... For anyone who hasn't seen it, go and check on Instagram. You thought that paper was a cross-section of a tree, plane down to the width of a piece of paper, cut into the shape, and then that's it.
Yeah.
And that clip has done very well on social media. And me and Ethan thought, great... You know, it's always good when people see us, get more followers, more people watch. You know, it's nice to build.
Was it done that back in the day though?
Pardon?
Like how
he's going back for more, folks.
Was paper way back in the day?
But how long back do you think?
When they first started doing printing press, say for example.
It was very expensive. Very, very expensive. Well,
and that's why it was made with mulch. Didn't just shin, you know.
Well, it was made with a different material, if I'm mistaken or if I'm correct. Papyrus.
Nice.
What was that made out of?
Papyrus is like a reed that would grow next to the Nile, and they'd get that and they'd.
Is that why it's called reading?
Oh my god! I don't know. It might be. Could be.
I mean, that could be a clever moment.
Thick.
Why am I thick?
Come on, anyway, thick as one here.
So, it's always been made of smaller things. I don't think paper has ever been just a very thinly sliced bit of wood.
Hey, saying that though, they used to fucking carve on big stone blocks.
I don't think it's the stupidest thing ever.
So I've just never been taught how paper was made.
I don't think you thinking that on an offhand on a podcast is particularly dumb.
But the Americans do.
However, the Instagram comments do.
The Americans can't say
anything. I woke up Saturday morning. and really taken off.
The clip had done about 300,000 views on Instagram.
And I'd not had as much sleep as I'd like to.
Yeah.
So I just went on and just started giving people shit back.
What happened, Ethan? You loved this.
Well, I went to see the clips and McGrath was replying, getting about other people saying like why you're crying and stuff, like why you're taking it so seriously. And the pinned comment was, love seeing how serious all of you are taking it. The only person taking it seriously was Joe.
Yeah, but all right, I'll take it seriously now. But they are taking it seriously. They were saying stuff like, this person can vote. Yes, I can. Just because I don't know where paper comes from doesn't mean you can't vote. That's serious, Ethan.
But if you're putting out the clip and you posted the clip, a clip of you, it's funny because you don't know something that's quite common. Like, nobody really thinks that with paper. It was to get me.
And it is funny. Yeah, but also, I did play on it. So say, for example, the Parma ham bit at the end, where I suggested the paper's just like Parma ham from Spain.
From Spain.
That's funny.
Yeah, you did troll them with that.
And then they took it serious.
Yeah, they took that.
Well, so they did take it serious.
But it was funny, but they're allowed to take it however they want to take it.
And I'm allowed to say, don't take it seriously.
No, but that's on behalf of all of us. You're fighting people in the comments.
Yeah, but I can say, don't come for me. Don't make your whatever, because some people are so angry. Mm. Don't let this one little mistake of mine ruin your day.
No, it's ruined your day. They're trolling you.
They're messing about.
They've got you.
Stop taking it seriously.
They've got what they wanted out of you. They've trolled you and you've responded.
I've not responded. I put a pinned comment saying stop taking it seriously.
You've put a pinned comment. That's not responding.
At least half a dozen comments. One of them, and I hate to bring this up, there's a spelling mistake in it telling someone that you weren't thick, which isn't an ideal scenario.
No, that wasn't the case.
Someone said, this guy, whatever, can't believe I wasted my time, which is, and then you put, you're the one commenting, he's put, you're wrong, which isn't, again, ideal in terms of.
No, I didn't, I spelled you're right.
Y-O-U-R, the one commenting. You need an apostrophe in there, which is, again, it's all fine, but no, when you're on the offensive.
I didn't say that, I said, your name's Phil.
No, you
No, who's called
no,
Phil?
No, you didn't. Anyway, I
can vouch that you spelled it wrong.
Anyway, that's fine, and it's all fine, but what we don't want is for you to, you know, feel bad.
You know when people, like one or two people, really hate me on this channel, and I come in and I say to you, they've really upset me. Yeah. These people in the comments who tell me they wish I would die and things like that.
I've never said that ever.
Yeah, they did.
Did they?
Someone said they wish you'd die.
Yeah, I said, no, because I said I had norovirus, and someone put crossed fingers, is norovirus fatal?
And we deleted it, because I was protecting him.
So, and you two were more like, oh, it's fine, and loads of people love you. It's horrible, isn't it?
How did it
feel? You got one comment of a random person. I got these thousands of people really going.
To be fair, I cannot complain about anyone trolling me, because I have many sock accounts on YouTube on which to just troll people.
Do you?
Yeah.
That's horrible.
And then we got one from a fucking American who brought up the fact we lost the war.
What war?
The fucking war in, what, the 1700s?
Oh, the War of Independence.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's also...
This is why you lost the war.
Also, that's bollocks because also...
What do you mean?
That's to be bollocks, fair, America had a lot of funding from a lot of other countries. That's probably why we lost the
and
war.
And also, no offence, but America... What even was America before British people went there?
Anyway, I won't comment anymore. It's a shame. This classic is podcast.
Before we carry on? My favourite thing about all of your replies, some of which Ethan has deleted, by the way, which is fantastic.
Which one did you delete the most?
Yeah, I think he's deleted.
Just copy and pasted it.
Which comment did you delete the most?
He deleted it,
pasted
then
it.
Undid it, and then deleted it.
No, my favourite thing is, someone replied, Woodlouse Industries. Says, sawmill operator here, can confirm we cut things dead thinly. This also applies to making tortilla wraps. They can't exceed the size of wheat or corn fruits. Liked by the author of the clip. You liked that because it made you look less thick.
That's so brilliant.
It's so fucking good, Joe. It's really funny.
What else is it? The podcast equipment being too expensive? I hate
incredible
that.
Specimen. Where the fuck do you find these sentient doorknobs? You replied, you're commenting on our video again. You're spelt wrong. But... How do you feel now? Now the dust has settled a little bit. Do you feel all right?
It's
do you
so
wish
furious,
we'd never put it up? Is it funny overall?
I put it up.
Yeah. Do you feel all right?
Yeah. I don't know. I just spent one morning replying.
Would you?
What had you been doing that morning? What was your?
Woke up in bed. I even replied to you saying I've just been replying.
It's funny though.
I didn't hide it.
No, of course it wouldn't.
Would you say you were stupid?
Huh?
Would you say you were stupid?
No. Would you say I'm stupid?
There's different forms of intelligence.
Okay.
I think you're very socially intelligent. I think you're dumb as rocks.
I don't agree.
I don't agree. What would you be then?
I'm highly intelligent, but I'm absolutely useless in life.
So,
like a sort of
like Kafka.
But he was very successful there.
Do you know where everything comes from?
Like then? Philip Seymour Hoffman. Well, test me and we'll see.
Mirrors.
That's a chemical reaction, I believe, between.
Well, we could all say that. It's a chemical reaction. Next.
What, like fucking paper?
Yeah, so hold on. Where do mirrors come from?
I've seen many videos of it. I don't know the two things they put together, but they put together two things on a surface of glass or something, and it kind of comes over, and then it hardens, and it becomes reflective.
Not so easy, is
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
I know where it comes from. It's two chemicals.
I think we found our next clip.
Ask me another one. Go on.
All right, where does rubber come from?
Trees.
Oh, he's right.
From trees, yeah.
You fucking cocks!
No, stop! What did you say?
Cocks.
Okay, good. Right.
Because there's got to be another thing that people don't
Go
know
on.
Where it is.
Where does Bristol come from?
Bristol?
Yeah. Ethan, Google stuff. Like, put in this question very precisely. Stuff we use every day with no idea where it comes from.
It's a good one, actually, and no one knows it. Oh, what is it? What makes up a TV? How can you get an image on a TV?
What makes up a TV? Joe can answer this one.
Well, it's light-emitting diodes. So there's loads of very, very small lights that flash different colours depending on what you're trying to show.
Isn't it bad by just spelling out what LEDs are? You sounded more clever there. Of course it's LEDs. We all knew that.
Well, I think you're very smart because I believe humour is a great indicator of being intelligent. Yeah. And Joe's exceptionally quick with puns and things. And I think that's probably the highest form of intelligence.
Puns.
I don't like this. So how are you? If you're feeling all right now?
Yeah, I'm feeling good. I want to see some more. Give us some more. What do people not know what it is?
I don't know what you're asking me.
Google that. What do people not know what it is?
Fucking hell.
Okay, what's 10 times 11?
110.
You nearly stumbled on that.
He didn't know. No, he said it right.
I said it right.
Anyway, let's do this.
What's 10 times 11? 110.
Yeah, okay. Easy like that. 110, man.
What's up, Mavi? I've been up since 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
Haven't we all?
Intelligent man.
Haven't we all?
Eat cheese wraps. Anyway.
Hey, that might be a sign of great intelligence. Who knows?
Also, the only person who said he was intelligent was himself. All of this is subjective. We're just guessing.
I didn't say it was humble.
We could do like a SATs exam and see who gets the most. Yeah.
That is genuinely a fabulous idea.
Let's do a
next
let's
week.
Do a maths.
Ethan, do you think you'd get higher than me?
No, we're not going to do maths because maths is too. Not to
no, because we can get the correct answer
think,
or not.
No, I think we should do science for the same reason.
Okay,
English
great.
Is too open.
Yeah, science.
Maths is too narrow. Let's do science.
What did you get in science?
Don't worry about that.
I got a C.
Yeah, great.
So we're going to do. We're only going to do like
a star.
Obviously, I can get my stick.
Yeah, can you speak? Can you?
No.
So for next week, you two, we're going to do.
You're involved in this as well.
Oh, no, I don't care.
I don't care.
You two,
I'm happy.
I'm
content.
You're so content. Intent, you had to comment on about 20 different Instagram posts and have an argument with him.
I enjoy it.
Look, yeah. I'll do a maths. I'll do a science exam.
You two are going to do a science exam.
I enjoy
it. Ethan,
get off. He's thick.
I'd say I'm average intelligence.
Let's be honest. None of us are geniuses.
Where does mirrors come from?
I was a scholar at the Royal College of Music. Lest we forget.
Yeah, cool. However, lest we also fucking forget. You're here with us right now, so it wasn't the Beethoven line.
You could have just done Lest We Forget,
Anyway, I'm trying to think so hard about stuff we don't know what it is.
I don't understand what that means.
Okay, here we go.
See, that is a philosophical life.
How do taps work?
Just turn them.
Brilliant.
Next. Okay, I'll flick up. Unless you got one of those flick up ones.
He's done
that. Yeah, he's
oh my God. Right, Ethan, what have you been doing today?
Yeah, Ethan, you do me in.
Oh, I've not ate for a very long time.
Why not?
Because I accidentally got drunk.
Brilliant.
Can't happen.
Yeah, but surely then you get a little bit hungry.
Are you not one of those like insects that eats fermented fruit on the tree and then kind of lays on its back in a
like the birds in New York?
Sure. Right.
That's not me being sexist, sorry, or derogatory. I actually mean physical birds.
You went out last night boozing?
Well, I went out for two beers.
Nice. Which two?
Well, that's where it all went wrong. So I had these two beers and I thought...
I've got a feeling that's not the end of the story.
It was soury. It's just sour, actually. So don't need to put the E on the end. Unless it's soury. It was fruity.
You're going to do a science exam as well. Carry on.
Yeah, and you should all do it. You could be the teacher.
Yeah, sure.
And I was sipping away. And I thought after one bit, oh, this is quite... It hit me a little bit. Probably because I've not ate, because I hadn't ate. And then I had another one. And then all of a sudden I was drunk. The percentage of the beer was 8%.
Oi, oi, oi. You've basically had half a bottle of wine each pint there.
Yeah, and a full pint. That's just a little bit less of a bottle of wine, isn't it?
Too much, isn't it?
So you've drank nearly a bottle of decent wine.
Oh, yes. And I was so confused that I had to stumble my way through town. And then eventually did get home and did the same thing. And
see what, you just had two pints and you bladdered?
Bladdered. Because I had no food as well. Bladdered. So what I decided to do, I was like, oh, it's 11 o'clock. Sainsbury's is closed. I'll have to go next door. So I got one of those £1.20 KP salt and vinegar peanut bars.
Oh, they're very good.
The ones in the crispy coating or just regular nuts but with the salt and vinegar on?
Regular nuts with the salt and vinegar on.
There you go. I don't know how they do that.
What?
How they do regular nuts with the coating on.
What do you mean?
You tell me.
I don't know what you're referencing.
Do you know the peanuts with the chili coating on?
Mm. Yeah.
How do they do that?
Well, it's probably a factory and it's on a conveyor belt and they pour the...
Batter.
A big batter over there along and then it roasts as it goes along. Have you not seen how it's made?
No.
How long does it take for a date tree to grow?
A date tree?
Yeah. Well, to produce fruits.
Ethan's been on Hinge for, I think, 4 months. So you could consider that to be a form of date tree.
Yes.
And he didn't get a date for about 6 weeks.
10 years.
Huh.
Isn't that interesting?
Date tree.
Yeah. Or date plant.
So when you say, Tom, that they roast these nuts as they go along, so there's just loads of verbal abuse and that gets it all nice and roasted.
Brilliant.
Yes.
Go on then, Ethan. So then you didn't... I thought you said you hadn't eaten.
I had a few peanuts.
And then I just
conked out and I woke up at 5 a.m. hungover.
So
I found some hidden capsules in a bag. Fascinating. That I've never seen them before. I need to tell you the story of the magical shoes.
Say that
for Tuesday. Write magical shoes down.
Magical.
So currently, what story are you telling us?
Yeah,
you had
no
two
idea.
Pints of beer and went to bed.
Well, again, in the bag next to the magical shoes, the bag had these capsules in that I needed but never knew what they were. Almost perfectly.
This is like a Terry Pratchett novel.
I don't understand what that sentence was. I needed but never knew what they were almost perfectly.
I don't know what paracetamol was. I'll give you that.
No, I don't.
Hold our hands up.
You know what? I hope that's not on the exam.
It's probably some kind of neural inhibitor.
If that's cool.
Yeah, but where's it from?
Couldn't spell that.
Where's it from?
Spell neural.
It'll either be from a plant or from like an internal organ from a weird species, won't it? That's where things come from.
No, usually plants.
Ambergris.
Or as well.
Exactly.
Ambergris.
Anyway, so you're still hungover now. Why didn't you eat between 5 a.m. and coming into work?
Well, yet? I had the magical...
You came to work at 2:30 today.
I put the magical capsule into the water and it fizz, 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 fizz. And I drank this pint of fizzy pink water.
Yeah.
And it kind of fixed me.
You mean Barocca?
No, it was Bold 2-in-1. He accidentally had a...
put himself in a washing machine.
I like a Barocca, me. Have one every morning.
Do you?
Just swallow it, though.
Chew it down.
Have you done it?
It is a bit mad, but I have cheese wraps in the morning, so swings and roundabouts, really.
Go on then, Ethan.
Oh, I don't know. I was just all pissed up. And then now I'm here.
I don't quite...
So between 5 a.m. and 2:30 p.m.
Leathered.
You said no. Leathered. You can't. There's no two pints on Earth that are less. They're not even. It's like essentially half the alcohol of a bottle of wine. You cannot be so pissed off of two pints like that that you can't eat for 14 hours.
I've never been hungover in a long, long time. If I have, like, say, I'll go out and a big night might be 5 pints of Guinness for me. Next morning, always fine, never bad.
Maybe it was off. The beer might have been off.
Yeah,
I was off my head. That's for sure.
Very nice. And you got spiked?
No, maybe.
So you just didn't have time to eat.
He did. He's just shit.
I was just off my head, I'm afraid.
So how you feeling now? Then still a bit drunk.
Really lightheaded.
Great.
Like I'm not like. Do you remember the time? I talked once about an escape room?
Yeah.
And I just couldn't work it out in my head. Yeah. I'm like that, I feel. Like, yeah. I'm not here.
That's mad. Are you still at uni, by the way?
I got a first in one of my assignments.
And what was that about?
That was about a man that works in a bakery. Based on a true story of when I used to work. Are you just on your phone?
No, sorry.
Are you listening?
Yeah. Is it the Great Fire of London, Dom?
Pardon?
I know all about that. The man in the bakery.
No, I was the man in the bakery.
Fascinating.
In about 10 years ago, in a German bakery when I used to live with Escorgita above the German bakery.
Yeah.
So I used to rock out of bed at 2 a.m. and go downstairs and help the bread deliveries come down this big chute. What was I talking about? Well, yeah, so the story was about that, but then he has like lots of sexual fantasies about mops and buckets and things, you know, and and then he imagines the mop and bucket as some kind of cool people that are in a relationship, and he's not in a relationship, but there's this European woman there with big breasts, and he kind of hates her but loves her at the same time, and the lecturer's comments are like, this could possibly be in a It has potential to be in a modern literary journal.
Wow.
I thought, brilliant. And then the other That's story good. Was about two old people on a bench.
Where's the bench?
Near Seaside. My books fell on me last night.
Yeah.
And the bottles of piss I have next to me fell on me.
Wow. Has he got a lid on?
No. We're going to pop the potty in timeout now.
No, we can talk about...
I'm not saying we can't, but everything must freeze at the moment. Someone says the bottles of piss next to my bed fell on me. Nothing else can be the next thing we say. What?
And I'm thick.
What?
At least I know where the toilet is.
What the living fuck are you talking about?
I have a couple of towers of books on my desk, and I'm like, yay high.
Yeah. Like, well, Kanye West highs.
Easy high, and I have my bench, my desk turned next to my bed, and I have a Thornton box of chocolates as my...
I simply am going to explode if you don't mention the piss immediately.
Oh, right, yes. In the night, I don't want to wake anyone else up in the house because the floorboards are quite creaky.
Yeah.
So I have a system where I have a piss bottle.
Nice. What kind?
A Sprite bottle.
Ooh, decent.
Yeah. I have to mix and match them every now and again.
Oasis bottle would be better.
Possibly. Any one with a big volume, because I can carry quite a lot of liquid in my body. I don't have to go to the toilet for about 10 hours. But it hasn't fallen off. The towers haven't fallen on me since they've been in situ. But last night something happened. I don't know what happened. Must have been a ghost or something. But the towers fell on me, and my Hermann Hesse and my my Rudyard Kipling knocked over the piss bottle in the middle of the night and fell on my bed and my weighted blanket, and I had to get a towel from the bathroom. So,
oh, it did spill on you, did it?
You don't put the lid on afterwards.
No.
I'm going to headbutt something until I die. Much. What are you doing?
I don't mind you pissing in bottles. Put a lid on it.
Especially a spy bottle. The lid stays on the bottle.
I've lost the lid. It's good. It's good that the government has put those, you know, those lids that you can't come off anymore. They must have done it for people like me.
They didn't do it. I'll tell you what, one thing I do know for certain. I don't know where fucking mirrors come from, but I know that the reason that you cannot take a bottle top off a bottle these days, so people can do a piss in the night without waking the mum and dad up. That is not why.
But guess what? I woke them up anyway because I had to get the towel.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what have you learned from that?
To do it out the window.
I need to change my life entirely.
Just the piss bottles for now.
You are clever.
Well, we can change them. We can change one thing at a time, I think.
Yeah. Why? What colour is the piss?
What are you doing? That's not a question we're here for. Jello.
I want to know what. Are you drinking enough water?
Yeah.
Here's something that you might not know about piss, and you probably will because you're a boy, kidney wise. But
what am I?
When you do a piss.
You said this so many times.
Have I told you this before?
I think you said it about 5 times.
Is this what playing the hits? What are you going to say?
No. Where do you think piss comes from?
The kidney.
Yeah.
And the answer is blood, isn't it?
Piss comes from your blood.
Yeah. I have 1.5 kidneys.
Is that why you don't weed that much?
I've always never weed that much.
Wow. But
I weed a lot when I weed. Maybe a litre or 2 litres.
You used to have 2 kidneys.
No, I've always had half of a kidney.
Yeah, so him saying, do you think your lack of kidneys is the reason you don't wee very much? Your response being, "No, I've never weed that much," doesn't answer that question. It only makes us want to ask.
Oh no, because since then I've had another kidney placed on top of my deformed kidney.
Yeah, and it hasn't.
It hasn't sped up the urine capacity. No.
One of the most interesting and strange podcasts I've ever been on. This one.
Have you got a poem by any chance?
We've got ourselves a little feature for next week.
What?
You three are doing a science exam.
Oh, good. I thought you were going to say you're going to bring the bottle of piss.
Yeah.
Guy on Mount Sinai. Scrape stones on the slab. It leaves. Follow these rules, yo.
It's an interesting way to finish the show.
Especially a haiku. I'm trying to get the level of brilliance of Hand on Crotch and Moon back.
Yeah.
But that was just off the cuff.
It was an
once in a lifetime thing. And I told it Escogita. She'd never heard it before when we were driving through London on the way back from Cornwall. And she was blown away by it.
Since
she'd been ill in bed for the flu.
She wept, didn't she?
She loved it.
Yeah.
Can I ask, has there been any repercussions of the drill? Have they been asked for some more money for the balls?
Have they got their deposit back?
Oh, I don't know.
Could you text her and see? I'm really interested.
I will text her and see. Yeah.
Deposit, question mark?
Oh, a flat's been sold. So the next saga of Italian Palazzo is coming up.
So we might lose you one day.
You won't see me for 6 months. And I'll come back haggard and with lots of vegetables for you to give you.
Can you grow some tomatoes?
I can grow whatever you want.
Tomatoes?
I want a pig, though. I really want a pig called, like, Stephen.
Do you think owning a pig would put you off eating a pig?
Yes. I couldn't kill it. No. I'd love it too much.
I don't mean to kill that one, but could you look after him and then cook yourself some bacon?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can be that hypocritical. I'm aware of that.
Brilliant.
Like Parma ham.
Because in my head,
come full circle.
When meat's...
I need to go to Spain.
When meat's already there on the shelf, what can I do?
Yeah.
It's already dead.
You didn't put it there.
Because most of that's going to go to waste anyway by Tesco, so let me eat it for you.
Good idea, that.
That pig
there's,
will not die
no
in vain.
That logic whatsoever.
If you actually think about it, though, when you walk down the aisles in the Tesco or whatever, you look about how much volume of meat there is. That's thousands of animals.
Can I say something?
Go on.
Right, Saturday, caught up nice and early, replying to comments. Came into town to buy something for Lennon and Holly. Congratulations, they're engaged.
Lennon.
Congratulations.
They're engaged. And got there a little bit of something. Went to a coffee shop that we like called Between Friends or something. What's that one?
Just Between Friends.
They love that. Yes.
Exceptional coffee
shop. Exceptional coffee.
Have you ever managed to go to Just Between Friends?
It is. And I know the level of coffee. That, as in, like, sorry, I don't really care for coffee levels too much. If it hits me right, and it could caffeine hit, but there, I'm like, yeah, well, this is unbelievable. I went to the butcher's next door.
Oh.
Yeah. I thought I'd get some steak for a bit of steak and eggs for breakfast.
No.
Never again.
Was it shit?
Have you been meat swindled again?
One steak.
50 quid.
Oh, don't ruin the game. £16.50.
Oh.
For just the... just
that's not
the,
bad.
Just one bit.
Was it fillet steak? Was it fillet steak?
No, it was a little ribeye.
That's a
How
lot.
Big was it?
That's a lot.
Was it grass fed?
No, I don't know.
Did it have good marbling on it?
It was okay marbling.
Did it taste good? Can you cook a steak?
I could cook a steak. It tasted good. Right.
Okay.
16 quid
It is quite a lot.
I said that to Darryl, and he's like, what are you complaining about? He thought I got the eggs with it and it was cooked.
No,
I said, no. It's raw.
This is raw. And I
hey, well, we'll get Darryl to do a test. He'll love that.
It's good in there, but I did a similar thing when the Jay from Stretford Paddock, it was his birthday. And every year I get him a steak. And it's normally like an Aldi steak or a Tesco steak.
You got me a steak for my birthday.
No, I got you. Oh, wait, I did buy you a steak in a steak restaurant instead. So.
Oh, yeah, you did.
True.
So I got. Of all the things to pick up on. Anyway.
You did buy me steak. Yes, I did.
Literally did. And I said, I wanted something.
I bought you steak.
You
gave me 20 quid like an uncle. I thought, here you are, lad. Just give me a 20 quid note.
That's good, actually. I think we took it off of his bill. Anyway, so I went in the same place and did the same thing. I went, something a bit special. And he's like, this is an ex-dairy cow. I was like, what's this? Really old and bad.
Yeah.
He's like, no, that makes it better.
No, he's swindled you.
Yeah, how much? He wanted to give me like a rump roast, and that would have been 50 quid. But instead, it was like 14 quid, similar thing. So I've also been steak swindled in there. But it's lovely stuff.
Steak swindled.
Anyway, thank you very much for joining us.
Bye!
Wave, Ethan.
Oh, God, what a random one that was, wasn't it? We'll see you later. Ta-ra.